Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert, you and I grew up on James Bond films, the first released in 1962. We watched him thwart agents of evil and risk his health with sexual exploits, unsafe eating habits, and exposure to disease-infested vermin. Yet he lives on dashingly.
So, to see just how realistically he would have fared, three malarial scientists did an accounting of his films, over 3,000 minutes.
For one, he had 59 sexual encounters. Is that all? With little evidence, he used safe sex. He travels to developing countries and yet is seen washing his hands twice. Not good for preventing foodborne illnesses.
For example, after distracting alligators with raw chicken, he fails to wash up. He also eats unwashed fruits, yet never gets traveler's diarrhea or hepatitis.
He doesn't protect himself from insect-borne diseases such as malaria, dengue, and chikungunya that are endemic in the Bahamas, Jamaica, and India. Instead of using insect repellent like DEET, he falls for misinformation that salt water keeps them away.
On five occasions, such as in the films Moonraker and Dr. No, he blows up potential mosquito breeding grounds. Probably overkill.
These risque behaviors don't include Bond's exposure to swarms of rats, leeches, sandflies, and potentially rabid dogs, and of course, poisonous snakes.
So in addition to bullets, bombs, missiles, knives, hitmen with stainless steel teeth, and razor-sharp hat brims, Bond manages to survive these health threats to die another day.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.